I just hate stupid people. They should have to wear signs and just say, I'm stupid. That way you wouldn't rely on them, would you? You wouldn't ask them anything. You'd be like, excuse me. Oh, never mind. I didn't see your sign.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with 3 little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Think loudly.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me.
Dance up a storm and later on tonight.
naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge! Hi, Pussy, get a belly.
Yay!
All right, and we made it. Thank you very much for being patient with me. Let me turn these things down just a little bit there. There we go. That ought to be a little bit better. I just about given up. let me double check here before I go too far and make sure. Sound should be good. Everything's looking good tonight for some reason. But everything was fine. I was messing around on my phone during dinner. I actually got home in time to eat before the show without having to shovel it down during a break. And everything seemed to be fine. I got in here and turned it on. It said no internet. Well, no biggie. I thought I left airplane mode on or something. So did everything in here that I could. And it's like 12 minutes till time to come on. And I went inside and messed around with the modem in there. I finally shut it down and started it back up and still nothing. Come back in there. I said, well, I ain't going to fight it all night. I'm just going to tell them that I just can't do it. And I'll put an archive on. And miraculously, about a minute after time to start, it came on. So it just took me a couple of minutes to get things squared away here. And we're here. Not too much late. We had a kind of a long intro there, so it was only about 5-6 minutes late, something like that. So we'll survive that. It's not too bad. Let me see who all we got in here. Chat room's a little skinny tonight for some reason. I think it'll pick up here. Radio Doc and got a couple of anonymous on there. Rolex, Funkin' Cat, Minnie. Where's everybody at? Yeah, they'll be along here in a little bit, I reckon. Thank you, Minnie. Sound is good. I've got a few things I want to talk. I got something. Monday's going to be a good show. Monday, I'm going to be ticked. So be prepared. Monday, we're going to have a discussion, and it's not going to be happy. So make sure you tune in and bring your duct tape, as John Galt used to say. Okay, now. Got a couple little things. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song for you here just so I can get a few things squared away because I had a little bit of trouble getting going here. So give me just a minute. I'm going to play a song or two for you, and then I'll be back. So, let's see. Let's start out with tonight's going to be what Liberty Lounge started out to be to begin with, and that is the most classic of classic country. And we've kind of skipped around here over the last few weeks and done, and it's been a lot of fun. We've played a lot of good stuff, don't get me wrong. It's just that tonight I just had a urge here to do what we started to do, you know, what it all started out as. So let me find something that'll fit in that description there. And this one right here. No. Okay, let's do this one. We'll do this one for now, and I got some other stuff, good stuff picked out for you to be on here in a few minutes. So, come on, jump up there. There you go. Thank you.
Have you ever been awakened by the crowing of a rooster while the night's dew is still heavy on the ground and the voice of Uncle Ben seems to break the morning silence, bringing lights to windows all around? Well, it's time to rise and shine and start another hard work day and get the cows in and start the milking chores. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore. On a wood stove seems to bring a picture to my mind of a little three-room house with Mama in the kitchen, but she can't stop to talk, ain't got the time. She's a-fixin' Daddy's supper, he's a-workin' overtime trying to pay our bill at the grocery store. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore. As I think about my childhood and of my old hometown, I don't really miss them like before. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there
cattle call. Ooh,
All right, let's hold it right there for just a minute. I got a couple things I want to share with you, and I'm not gonna ruin your weekend here. I've got some things I'd like to ruin your weekend with, but we'll wait, and I'll ruin your whole week Monday. A lot of stuff to talk about Monday, not the least of which is the thing that I am going to rant about. I'm going off the deep end about something that's really starting to tick me off. So we'll get to that Monday. So just a couple of quick news items here. I found one that I didn't even know these existed, but there was a cop that walked by here and walked by a hot car and saw a baby in there and broke the window out, pulled the baby out, and starts giving it resuscitation methods and all that but it was too late. The baby was gone. Now, it could be a very sad story. However, this lady had this baby in the car. This baby cost her $2,300. And they're called, the skin was all, there's a picture of it on here. Skin was all blotchy and pale and everything. And for all the world, it looks just like a baby. And this gal was in there getting her hair cut at Supercuts and left the baby in there. And all the cop could see was the foot sticking out from under a blanket. You know, someone else had called the cops and he said, oh no, he's got to hurry. He broke the window out. And this doll, and I use that term rather loosely, $2,300, weighs 10 pounds and 7 ounces, wears real baby clothes. Of course, you can change it and everything. And it has a, they're called reborn dolls. The reborn dolls, apparently, at least in somebody's mind, I guess, helps people with the loss of a baby, and maybe it does. I don't quite get it, but it helps people that have lost kids, you know, that were stillborn or died very young or something like that. So, of course, the lady was all ticked off, which she shouldn't have been. It was her fault, as far as I'm concerned. If you're going to do something like that, there needs to be a sign. Actually, there were hang on, let me stop this. Stop. We know that. Thank you. They actually, because of this, it's not the first time it's happened. And there actually is a sign now that the company is selling that says, reborn baby, or reborn baby doll or something in car, please do not break window. That may or may not solve a problem. Somebody leaves the sign in there and there's a real kid in there sometime, then that might be an issue too. So what people need to do is, if you're using this baby to get over a real baby, then treat it like a real baby. If you're going to do that, then you carry it in the store with you. Next best thing would be to put it on the floor and cover it up completely. But as I said, if this baby's helping you get over something, then I would think that you would need to treat it the same as the one that you lost. But whatever the case is, anyway, the cop didn't get in any trouble, probably a little bit embarrassing, but it should not have been, because you couldn't see the doll's face. It wouldn't have made any difference if you could see the doll's face, because it looks like a real kid. It has the texture, the skin, the hair, everything like a real baby. The cop could not have possibly known, especially when you can just see a foot sticking out from under, a real foot sticking out from under a blanket or what looks like a real foot. So, interesting story anyway. I thought that was kind of neat. I have so many I'd like to talk about here. But let's go this one right here, and then we'll get into some music. There is a professor in Texas, San Antonio College. I can't even grasp the concept of this. the epitome of a snowflake. This professor has showed up to work with a Kevlar helmet on, the old K-pot, and a fully armored ballistic vest, carrier of armored vest. Why? Because he's afraid of the new campus laws allowing grown, legal, vetted, background-checked adults to carry concealed weapons on campus. And he even admitted, he said, I know there's people carrying them illegally here. There always has been. But now that it's legal, there'll be even more. Was that a dumb statement, or was that a dumb statement? But he's out there just to get his name on the news, I guess. He said, dressing this way was just a statement on how I felt. Been on the campus for 10 years, encountered the occasional heated student, something that worries him when firearms are added to the mix. He said, I realize students are carrying guns on campus illegally, but now it's legal. It increases the chances of something happening. Said, it used to, when they got mad at me, they had to go home and get the gun and had time to cool off, and now they'll have it with them. You know, maybe the thing to do is change your teaching methods in such a way that you don't make people mad enough to kill you. Maybe that would help. I've gone through all the school that I went through and the classes that I've gone through, and since I've been kind of ticked off at a teacher or two. Did I ever want to kill one? No, I don't think so, not that I remember. Anyway, I thought those were kind of funny. I'll share those with you. So, yeah, Minnie, it is a little bit creepy. It's I don't know if it creeps me out really, but it you know, it's definitely something to think about. This could go either way with the signs and the babies and all that. Just I get it. I understand, you know, kind of how people want to, yeah, Mindy, I don't know if he's going to wear it forever or not. He's bound to get tired of it sooner or later. I still think that if this baby is to help you, you know, if it's for therapeutic purposes, or I don't know if that's the right word, but if it is, then you should treat it like a real baby. Carry it with you, take it with you, and do whatever you need to do. So, anyway, I'm going to switch things over. You're going to experience a few seconds of silence, and we're going to switch over. We're going to have, we got some good stuff online for you tonight. So, if you'll give me just, hopefully this will work. If you'll give me just a minute, I'm going to switch over, and you're going to come back and listen to the best music that's ever been put on this earth. Be right back.
Here in this room, this narrow room, where life began when we were young, I smile. I feel your back pressed close to me, and hear your steady breathing as you sleep. Then as the first soft glow of dawn moves silver gray like paint along the wall, I touch your hand. Feel your ring and know this night is all we'll ever have. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. I know so well that this is all there is, and when we leave this room, it's gone. My mind is clear as we walk down the crooked little steps to the front door. A ray of sun that ricochets from off the rooftop lights our stumbling way. I touch your hand, feel your ring, and know this night is all we'll ever have. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through. Snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly. Is it the loneliness in me that makes me wanna cry? My heart is sad like a morning dove that's lost its mate and flight. Hear the cooing of his lonely heart through the stillness of the night. Whispering pines, whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, whispering pines, you're the one who knows. My darling's gone, oh, she's gone. And I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me. See that squirrel up in the tree, his mate there on the ground. Hear their barking call of love for the happiness they found. Is my love still my love? Oh, this I gotta know. Send a message by the wind, because I love her so. Whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, you're the one who knows. My darling's gone, oh, she's gone.
and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me.
I've been working hard the whole week long, and I'm gonna have some wine, women, and song. I gotta work next week, but that's alright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Music and dancing, flirting and fun. It's gonna go on till we pass the one. I'm gonna go where the lights are bright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Gonna get right tonight, gonna have fun tonight. Everything will be alright. Tonight is Saturday night. Let other folks wonder what the future may bring. I'm gonna have fun and feel no pain. My pants are ragged, but that's alright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Music and a dancing, flirting and fun. It's gonna go on till we pass to one. I'm gonna go where the lights are bright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Gonna get right tonight. Gonna have fun tonight. Everything will be alright. Because tonight is Saturday night. Let other folks wonder what the future may bring. I'm gonna have fun and I'll feel no pain. My pants are ragged, but that's alright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night.
Don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just to remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Well, I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now that time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you here forever by my side. Maybe someday you're gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. But in the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's His will. So don't be angry with me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time. Just remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine.
Thank you. tripping. We're really going on a spree. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you can tie me down. I'm gonna stay foot loose and fancy free. So jump back, make tracks, move out, and let the fruity gals in me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
I love you. You'll do things to me you shouldn't do. Don't talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs. Don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes. Start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two. Every time you up and hurt my feelings, I pretend it couldn't matter less. I'm just hiding all of my emotions behind my broken heart, I guess. So talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs. Don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you. Talk back, trembling lips, burning eyes. Don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems that it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that he doing fine. I heard you told him that you'd love him till the end of time. Now that's the same thing you once told me seems like just the other day. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? I've gotta go now. I guess I'll see you around. I don't know when though, I never know when I'll be back in town. Oh, but remember what I tell you, that in time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away.
I've got the biggest heartache of the year, and each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no each night, but I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, 'cause I'll be back to wind me up again. Thank the men that raise the grapes way out in California. And I'm hoping this will be their biggest year. All scarlet water's all that's left to keep me hanging on. And that's why I'll try to wind me up each day and night next year. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, 'cause I'll be back to wind me up again.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
But thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to
Just a closer walk with thee.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk.
Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. God,
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the things you use.
used to say and make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world took me astray? If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to and make the world go away. Make
midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping you when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. Now I've got heartaches by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day
live here for just a minute. Let me shut this down. There we go. I wanted to share something with you real quick. I know it's hard for me to jump in and out here the way this new deal is set up, but it works okay. We're getting by with it. So I posted online. A guy asked the day before yesterday. I don't know him, but he's been posting some stuff lately that indicates that he's interested in putting all he's got into preparedness. And he's asking good questions and doing things that a lot of people, you know, doesn't seem to be doing right now. And he asked day before yesterday, he said that he had he was talking about porcupines. And he said he's found two in the last, I don't know, I think he said 2 weeks or the last week or something. He said that's been two in like the last 2 years, and now he's just had two right off the bat. And he's done to sound like what I have done sometimes. I've killed an animal and I said, you know what, looks like there's a lot of meat on here. I never ate one before, but I hate to just waste it. So he stuck it in the freezer. And apparently guts and all. Just froze the porcupine. And he asked if anybody had ever eaten one. And I said, yeah, I've eaten them. I showed him, told him how to fix them, you know, young or old, depending on their age, you know, how long you cook them and all that. Well, this one apparently was a young one. And he pulled it out and thawed it out and gutted it and skinned it and cooked it and come back on. And he said, you were right. He said, go to my Facebook page and look. And he said, you were right. That was delicious. I defy anyone to tell me what this was if they come and ate it. And he said, some people probably won't come and eat dinner with me now because they don't know what they're getting, but this porcupine was delicious. And porcupine is good. The older ones are kind of greasy. They're not unlike pork, really. Young ones are delicious.
They're great. They're not nearly as greasy. Kind of like a bear, you know. The young ones are a whole lot better than the older ones. Older bears are quite greasy and don't taste bad. They're just kind of like a pig. As a matter of fact, they're so much like a pig that we made bear sausage and everything when I was a kid, and it was delicious. So I just thought I'd share that with you. I thought it was neat. He stuck to his guns and did exactly what he said he was going to do, and showed a picture of it on his plate, and I was proud of him. So, Brian, if you're listening out there, good job, son. Appreciate that. Okay, all that being said, now let's jump back in here to where we were at. I hate to interrupt a good thing. We got some good music going tonight, so give me just a second. I'll be right back with some more classic country.
Way they have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me. About some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. You self-righteous woman, Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle. And yes, that's my glass.
and I see your eye falling. This pretty young lass, it ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning ain't right.
And sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning ain't right.
And sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
Sunday, Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord.
Among the local taverns, there'll be a slack in business, 'cause Jesse's drinking came before the groceries and the rent. Among the local women, there'll be a slack and cheat, 'cause Jesse won't be stepping out again. The scars on Jesse's knuckles were more than just respected. The county courthouse records tells all there is to tell. The pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money, and the black eye of the law will soon be well.
They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord.
Taylor can proudly speak to neighbors and tell them how much Jesse took up with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy and Jesse's got a family, and Franklin County's got a lot more land.
They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under, 'cause this time he went under for the Lord. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained the soul and Satan lost a good right arm.
I see the sparkling little diamond on your hand. It's plain to see that you already got a man. And I can tell you're not about to fall for any of my life. I see the want to in your eyes. Deep in your smile, there's a quiet, soft desire. Like the ember of a once raging fire. You know I could light that fire again. You know it isn't wise. I see the want to in your eyes. Just like you have silent schemes. How many men like me do they sleep with in their dreams? You can stay or you can go, and although I still abide, I see the I see the want to in your
can't sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, I rode into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. I had to get some money. Lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, Rock of Ages clap for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, they put them handcuffs on me. Lord, how I fought to resist. But they just clamped them tighter till that metal bit into my wrists. They took my belt and my billfold, my fingerprints and the profile of my face. And then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing, Rock of Ages clap for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I've spent my whole paycheck on some old wreck, brother, I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I gotta get drunk, I can't stay sober, there's a lot of good people in town. They'd like to hear me holler, see me spend my dollars, and I wouldn't think of letting them down. There's a lot of doctors that tell me that I better start slowing it down. But there's more old drunks than they are old doctors, so I guess we better have another round. Well, now I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Jimmy Day! I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, brother, brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do.
And if you love him, him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
Still need her so. memories won't go. No memories won't go. I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong. Now I find just one thing makes me forget. Red wine. Stay close to me. Don't let me be alone. It's tearing apart my blue. I have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong. Now I find just one thing makes me forget.
I'd offer to you a solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
This whole world would be yours to have and to hold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
The tears that have fallen won't buy you a thing. The heartaches you've caused me won't pay for a ring. Aren't pennies
and heartaches aren't gold.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power,
power, wonder-working power.
In the blood of the Lamb. There is power.
king. There's power in blood, power in blood. And would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in blood.
In the blood there is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the blood.
Yes, it is the fastest 2 hours on internet radio. There's no doubt about it. My, how time flies. If you like this kind of music, evidently Susie B has not been in here. I've seen her on Facebook, so she has just now seen fit to grace us with her presence. So welcome, Susie B. Glad you made it in here and just in time for me to say goodbye. And Susie B knows what we're going to talk about Monday. I'm going to put out a worldwide bulletin here It's going to be on my blog. It's going to be on my Facebook page. It's going to be on our main topic Monday night. And Susie B., don't spill the beans, okay? Let's just keep it under your hat till I get it all written up. I hope to be able to do that this weekend. If not, it'll be, well, I hope to have it by Monday for sure. But anyway, all right, well, it's that time. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we're going to scoot on out of here. We've got a little deal tomorrow called Vernon Day. It's as you were. Every year about this time, they have one day in Vernon where everybody gets together at the park, and there's vendors and a swap meet and all kinds of stuff going on. It's kind of fun. I like going down there and spending some time with everybody. And it's an all-day thing. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, ends at 8 o'clock at night. And that's where I'll be biggest part of the day tomorrow. So, all right, and I will see you all Monday, and I appreciate you joining me. Good night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end.